Now, this is, again, no one wants to hear this. But a fun fact about guys is we don't want to do anything. And women want to do things. Women, like, you know, all the hack joke is like, we're going to go apple picking. We're going to go to brunch. We're going to go get on a ferry. And we don't want to do any of that. We'll do it to be nice, but just know that none of us want to do it. We don't want to go meet your friends. We don't want to go to dinner. We don't want to do any of that shit, but we'll do it. So when, you know, like Bill Burr's got that joke, like, oh, a woman sees a Saturday. She's like, your Saturday off. Well, let's fill it up with shit. Let's go to the market and the mall and all that. Like, that's a nightmare. Every guy goes, oh, like I used to go out with this girl and we lived together and I would fly in from a gig. Let's say my flight landed at 4 and I was on the road all weekend. I'd fly in at 4 and she'd be like, when do you fly in? I'm out with friends. And I go, oh, I fly in at 7. I land at 7. She'd be like, oh, all right, I'll come back. I'll come over at 7 and we'll hang out. But I needed those 3 hours to just fart, shit, decompress, unpack, watch a fucking TV show. Ooh. So I would lie to her just to get myself a little charge up time. Because I would open the door and I'd drop my bag. She'd be like, what are we doing today? How about it's Sunday? Let's go out. I was like, ah, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
So no guy wants to do anything. We'll do it, but we don't want to.
That's, ooh, after a flight, that's brutal.
Oh, that's every girlfriend I've ever had is like that.
But if you ever told me, I would be like, have you tried literally saying, I'm really exhausted. Do you mind if I need like an hour to shower, chill out?
I could do that, but I would do it every day. So then you'd be like, well, what do you even want to do with me? I'm like, I like you. It's like Patrice O'Neill. He's like, men want to be alone, but we don't want to be by ourselves.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Erica Spera, and I have a great guest for you guys this week, as always. But first, if you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe, all right? We just hit 1,000 subscribers. Help you grow out, all right? Big milestone. Thank you so much. That's my lovely guest. You can hear him already.
Hell yeah.
Coming on in. But hit the subscribe button, guys. It's free. It's a free, easy way you could help us out. Or tell a friend. So many of you are commenting. You're like, this should have more views. Well, fucking tell somebody, all right? Mm-hmm. Help your girl out. And if you really want to help your girl out, you can join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. You got 125 extra episodes where we get real down and dirty, all the juicy details you want, and helps us pay for this lovely studio, helps me get some phenomenal guests like our guest for today. So on that note, hit it, Fonzie. All right, this guest coming in. You've probably seen him. He's been on The Tonight Show, Corden, Comedy Central, has a Netflix special. You might have heard his pod, We Might Be Drunk, or Tuesdays with Stories. Everybody put your hands together for the hilarious Mark Norman.
Hey, all right. God, boy, that song, it cooks every time.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. I
feel like I'm going to bat up in Little League with that song.
That's the point. I want you to feel special.
Yeah,
you're a
thank you.
Here on Shooters Gotta Shoot.
The music's a great idea. Other pods should do that.
You know, it's nice. That's why we have Fonzie here, just for those 10 seconds. No,
hey, Fonzie.
He's the best. Love him so much. I always like to start off, since the show is called Shooters Gotta Shoot, I love hearing when the guests have a shooting your shot story.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm curious, do you have any shooting your shot stories back in your days of dating, because you're about to be married now?
Sure. I mean, you got to remember, I'm old. I'm 39.
Oh, you don't look, you look great.
Oh, thank you. Well, black don't crack. But I'm old, and I was from a time when you had to go up and talk to a gal.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying, and it rarely worked. And my batting average was quite low. You know, I'm only 5'10". You ladies, you like a nice, tall cup of jizz.
Most do. I'm actually a big advocate for the shorties on the pod. I am.
Now
so,
that's a little quality.
Which I also would not call you short.
I wouldn't say I'm short, but I'm average.
I know. You're like, I'm not a 6'3".
Yes.
The women don't come to me. I got to approach, is what
exactly.
You're saying.
Exactly. I mean, I was on the dating apps for a hot minute. It was like, if you ain't 6', get out of here, dickless, or whatever. So, and that was my mom. No. But, you know, all that shit. But, you know, I was just a young, squirrely, smelly, curly-haired dweeb. I had braces. I had acne. I was a skateboarder. I had raggedy clothes and a chain wallet. So, you know, I wasn't a real hit with the whores. But I have a painful shoot-your-shot story.
Okay. Is it from back in the day? Or
yeah,
something?
Buckle up.
All right. How old are you in the story?
I want to say 14.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is like one of your first big attempts. Okay.
Yes. So I met this girl at a sock hop. I got her number. We danced. There wasn't really any magic there, but she was so pretty. I was smitten, and I would draw her name on stuff because I'm a dork. And
puppy love.
Yeah. And, you know, we danced. So I was building this whole world in my head where we'll get married, we'll have kids, we'll divorce, she'll gain weight, you know, the whole thing. And I didn't see her for months. And then we had a big party coming up with me and my friends or some kind of event coming up where you needed a date.
Okay.
So they said, well, why don't you bring her? I'm not going to say her name because it'll trigger me. I'll start weeping. But why don't you bring her? You've been talking about it. You dance. You got her number. I mean, it's a shoe-in. She's hot. And I was like, yeah, maybe I will. And I went home, and I just said, all right, I'm calling her tonight. I put it off. And I was so scared to call her that I asked my dad to sit with me to, like,
no.
give me some support. And you got to remember, my dad is a military guy. He's a stoic. He's quiet. He's not very warm, you know. He's a nice guy, but he's not exactly, like, a hugger.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a weird choice, but I just needed some kind of rock. And I said, hey, lady. I called her. Mom answered. Can I speak to you know who? Mm. She's like, hold on. You hear the phone. You're like, all right, mom, shut up. You know, the whole thing. And then she picked up. She goes, hello. And I go, hey, it's Mark. And she goes, who? And I go, oh, we met at the sock hop 8 years ago, and we danced. I had a boner, the whole thing. And she was like, oh, hey, hey. And I go, hey, hate to ask it. And my dad's going, come on, you got this. And I'm terrified on a landline. And I remember I was sitting on the floor calling her. And I go, do you want to go to this party with me? I'd love to have you as my date or something. And she was like, no thanks.
Wow.
And hung up, and I said, okay, I get it, and I hung up, and I cried.
Oh, no, in front of your dad?
Yeah, with my dad there, which is a double whammy. You don't want him to see you cry, but I weeped, and he went like this. You know, he gave me a pat on the shoulder, and he said, well, you know what happens, and then he went and left and watched football and drank a Schlitz.
Damn.
Yeah, so that was rough.
And it really was 8 years later? Or you just mean, like, months later?
No, it was months later, yeah. Yeah.
But you didn't go to the same school?
No, no.
She
went to like the
okay.
hot prep girl school.
Were you all boys school?
I was a co-ed, but at the time I was still in, I don't know, I guess I guess
14
was,
like, yeah, freshman year.
Yeah, I guess a freshman, and it was a brand new, I was in a Catholic high school.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's usually what it is. Like, they're separate, but then they have these weird, just random events.
Yes.
And they expect you to be like, all right. Go socialize, be smooth. It's like, I haven't seen a woman in days. That's
yeah, exactly.
Or why not?
So, yeah, those were scary, scary moments. Because you had a shot. I feel like on Tinder, you can wear someone down. You know, you'd be like, come on, DM, 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 emoji, GIF, funny GIF.
You could try.
Back then, it was like, this is it. Yay or nay? You used to hand out a note, say, would you eat me out? Yes or no? Remember those? And you had to check a box. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you checked a box.
Well, it's so funny of like when I was in middle school, it was before, cell phones were a thing or whatever. And I asked out boys in middle school.
Really?
Which was very taboo. Yeah, it was very
taboo.
Yeah, it was very, I got called aggressive immediately. And I was like, I just said, do you want to go to the dance? Like, I'm like, why?
Right.
It made no sense to me. I was like, well, everything else. It's like, oh, you want it. You have to go work for it or ask or do something. And then I'll never forget my dad called me. He pulled me aside. He was like, you can't. He was like, you can't ask boys out. You have to wait for them to ask you out. And then I did not have a boyfriend for years.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this feels like then nothing happens.
Right.
I almost
think
he saw me and was like, no, she's being too active.
Yeah.
She's getting too much action.
Yeah.
Too many boyfriends too quickly.
But that's kind of hot. I mean, as a guy, it was so scary. And also, this is going to sound horrible, but I think as a guy, we can, you're a lady with long hair and a vagina. We can make it work. You know, whereas I think a woman is definitely more picky. She knows what she... Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
I don't know because... I mean, I always encourage women to initiate sometimes because I'm like, one, it helps you be a better rejector when it comes your way.
That's good.
Right? Like, I think it's very clear if you ask out women, you're like, oh, clearly she gets asked out a lot.
Yes.
That there's not at all this like, oh, I'm flattered. Thank you. Like,
yeah,
no,
like,
niceness.
Nah.
It's just like,
Yeah.
Another one?
I saw a woman at a bar once. She goes, ew. And I was like, okay, got it. Oh, yeah, I've had some dark ones.
Yeah, that's harsh. Because I've found when I've like made any moves now, even in the digital age, you try to be like, oh, we should hang out sometime or get a drink. I find men do not want to give a hard no.
Right.
They've had so many hard no's.
So true.
They feel it's so mean.
Yes.
Whereas, like, I'm sitting there being like, oh, I actually would prefer a definitive answer.
Oh, really?
I don't like the vague, because you're kind of sitting there being like, so do they want to or not?
Yeah.
But it's usually like, they just want the door open and be like, well, fuck you. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know about this dating thing, but, you know.
Are you opposed to that?
It depends. Depends on the situation. But I feel like when it's that, I'm, like, real quick to it.
Oh, okay.
You know. I'm like, there's no rules. You're just trying to hook up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's the... I think no guy wants to date a woman. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, ideally, you'd see a woman you're attracted to, you'd sleep with her, and never talk to her again. That's the ideal situation. Nobody wants to say it. But what is the upside of dating for a guy?
I mean, you mean like early stages of dating?
Like the long term.
Long term?
Oh, we get to go to brunch and meet your parents and fight. And then stop having sex. That sounds great.
See, but here's the thing. I feel like most women, the longer they're with someone sexually, they get more explorative and more comfortable.
That's true.
So I would say that actually is a plus side.
That's a plus. Okay.
Being more long-term with someone.
Good plus.
Because there's plenty of things like I have not done sexually because I just have not had the same partner for long enough.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Like all my relationships have only been like 4 or 5 months. So it's still like, yeah, it's a little explorative, blah, 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 but like, I've found even my partners weren't like comfortable enough yet.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm a first date guy. It's like Chris Rock has that joke where he's like, a guy pulls out all his tricks immediately and a woman will wait to pull out her tricks.
But it's true.
Yeah, I think because, you know, we want to kill. We want to please.
Yeah. But I mean, also, I just look at it as like, yeah, it's a way to, you know, spice it up.
Sure.
You mix things up. But I feel like men never have this fear, which women do. Sometimes, like, if you're in your classic routine, whoever you're with, it gets, you know, monotonous a little bit, right? I'll agree. But then it's like suddenly someone throws in a move. There's a little bit of this, like, where'd this come from?
Sure.
Who taught this to who? You know, like, but yeah. I feel like men don't think that at all.
No. We're like, oh, finally she's loosening up a bit, you know? Because my gal, you know, we've been together years now, and so she's like, all right, put it in my ass.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I'm not a huge anal guy, but it's just the idea that it's naughty, I think, is really the appeal.
Right.
But so I was like, okay. And when I say this is the tightest beehole in the East Coast, it is wild. I mean, we've got a lube going. We started with a nail. I'm nailing it in. That was too thick. Maybe a needle, too much. A hard piece of spaghetti that couldn't get in there. I mean, we gave up after like 3 hours.
That's it.
I had a jeweler's loop down there. I was trying to figure out how to dilate it. Nothing.
So still unsuccessful. Right,
still unsuccessful. I can't even get a pinky in.
Really?
Yeah. And if I try, she's like, "Wah!"
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious that then she's still the one like, let's try again.
Yeah,
like,
I got a hand to her. She's tenacious.
She really goes for it.
Tenanal.
How did you guys meet, by the way?
She shot her shot.
She did. Was it a DM slide?
DM slide, which
okay.
To me, I think that if a woman initiates,
yeah.
I think it tends to go better.
They did a study, and 82% of men prefer if the woman initiates.
Whoa.
That's what was the study. But I think it's also post Me Too movement,
yeah,
and all this
yeah.
stuff. Men now are more conscious than ever before of just like not coming on too strong.
Yes.
Or too aggressive, or like doing something like, oh, I guess I didn't want that, you know, situation.
It's a tough balance because I remember going on a date with a girl when I was like 15 and we went to the movies, we saw Kingpin. And I go, can I put my arm around you? And she goes, yes, don't ask.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She's like, thought I was a pussy. And I totally regretted it. And now it feels the opposite. Now it's like, you just think you can put your arm around me? But like, I'm out of the dating world. But these are the videos I see on TikTok.
No, it's great. I actually had for the first time, I have a date later tonight. He asked me, he goes, I'm sorry if this is weird. He said, but when I say hello to you, is it okay if I give you a hug? Hello?
He's, hug question.
Yeah,
that's
like he was like, "Oh, is that okay?" Or I don't know what you're comfortable with. And I was like, "Yeah, that's fine."
Yeah.
You know, but then I thought, I'm like, "Oh, I know people like if they take photos with people, they will not put a hand on their back. They hate if there's a hand on their back in
a
photo."
Wow, it's
Which I'm like, all right, my bar's not that high.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, all it takes is one person being like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Hand on my back in the photo and you're scarred for life.
They ruin it for everyone. It's the same people who are like, don't, you can't make a joke like that. And it's an audience of 300 people. There's one person bitching and the club caters to them. You're like, what are we doing? They're the one nerd. Why do we cater to the nerd?
Exactly. But that's the thing. I feel like a lot of women, I've always had this theory, women usually technically make the first move of they're giving some kind of green light. It's just very subtle.
Men aren't good with the subtle.
But exactly. So that's always the game. Like I remember, remember in middle school being like, if I want to make out with a guy, what should I do? What should you do to let them know like, hey, I would,
right.
You know? And I'll never forget my guy from was like, just put a hand on their leg.
Oh, that's
good. He just threw it out. He goes, just do that. And I thought I had like the golden ticket.
That is good advice.
I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah.
He was like, basically, he's like, just initially, just touch him a little. Like, that's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay. And I did that to one guy. And then one guy, yeah, we made out. And then I remember another guy, I did it, whatever. And he didn't do anything. So I just took it back. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm done.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to, this is crazy. Your yearbooks, right? People are signing them. And then somehow, you know, they get passed around. And I see, like, each page has, like, a pretty big letter on it.
Hmm.
And it's an E on one page, an R, M, and then A. There's four pages. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, Irma, ER. I'm like, okay. And I mess around. And I have a lot of guy friends. And I was like, yeah, what the hell? And he goes, oh, Steve-O did that. I'm like, okay.
Hmm.
Ask around. I find out it was spread around that I put my hand on a guy's leg.
Oh.
Like, made this move, whatever. It stood for Erica Raped Me Anonymously was this joke running with all the boys in the middle school.
What?
And I was like, what? I was like, I didn't do anything. Like, I was like, first of all, a man told me to do this.
Yeah.
Like, was like my biggest defense. But I didn't say anything or like ask anyone. But I remember being so hurt of like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, like what?
These guys sound like cunts.
Yeah, they are. Totally.
Yeah. What the hell?
I know. But I was sitting there like, okay. And that made me feel like, oh, I guess that's way too aggressive.
No,
to, like, back off.
Don't listen to these. Those kids are virgins. they can't get it up.
We're like 10.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, you know.
But to throw the R word of a hand touch on the leg, like, grow up.
This
could be jerking off to that. I would have been jerking off to a leg touch.
Right.
At 10. What are you kidding? I would have 10, I would have jizzed. Someone touched my leg. A woman? What are you, crazy?
I know, but, like, it's all the game of you're all trying to learn. You're
sure.
Navigating, I guess, dating for the first time, even though it's like, you know, middle school's not real dating.
Yeah,
but I
yeah.
just remember being like, yeah, what's the signal?
I know.
What signal do you give? I was told I shouldn't make the first move, but then it's like, technically that is. Because the big thing people say in a bar, they're like, just catch eye contact.
Yeah, I hate that.
And it's like, that's also like, that happens on accident.
Exactly.
You're like, fuck. Ah.
Yeah, I make eye contact with homeless all the time, but I guess they do start jerking it. So so maybe that is true. But yeah, I hate the eye contact. That's not enough.
No, I know. I have one guy friend, he goes by twice eye contact, same person.
Okay.
He goes, oh, that's, they're like looking.
Yeah.
He's like, once that's an accident. That could be anybody.
Smile is good. Eye contact with a smile, that helps.
Yeah.
But I had a girl once go at a bar. She kept walking around the bar and eventually walked up to me. She was like, you're not going to make a move? Like, as if she was saying, like, what the fuck, asshole? This was obvious. You're not going to do anything?
Because she kept walking by you?
I guess she was walking by and looking at me. I didn't pick up on it. I was drinking with eight guys, you know, laughing, yelling.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, geez. And she was pissed, and she, like, went out in a huff. And I'm like, I'll fuck you. I gotta, what do you want? I'll go home with you. I don't know. Just, I had no idea. I'd love to have sex with you.
It's so funny to me that, like, she was too afraid to approach a group of eight guys, right?
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Sure, I
but
get it.
But then not too afraid to leaving, be like, ugh.
Yes.
That I was like, how is that better?
I know.
How is that less terrifying? Like, I look at that like, I wouldn't want to be the bitch.
Yeah.
Being like, ugh, you didn't approach me. And
right.
Like, I'm with my friends.
And then you're kind of like, well, let's say we dated and I didn't like you.
Mm.
How harsh would that be? Like, if this is harsh to you,
yeah.
And I didn't even know it was happening, what would happen if I actually broke up with you or didn't call you? Then it would be World War III, you know?
Yeah, but there is the theory, men like bitches. You ever hear of that book?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
No?
I don't buy it at all.
Like, I think it's
bitches.
Like they like a little feisty, but not in a public embarrassment way.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
I mean, in the bedroom, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate the lady who's like yelling at the waiter or like a Karen, you know, she's like, no, I'm going to say something. Like, no,
I hate that.
Man or woman, I hate that person.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're like, I didn't order this, so I'm just going to eat it. That's my vibe.
Right.
Like, you know what? I don't want anyone messing with my food specifically.
But the whole world we're living in, what you mentioned the Me Too, and people, men are scared and all that. It, like, how could it go any other way if we have this whole, we have two people, Man wants to get laid. Lady wants to be courted, but courted the exact way she wants. But you're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to go. A guy can't go up and go, you want to fuck? Because the girl will go, Jesus Christ. And a girl can't go up and go, hey, I like you, but I want you to like me. I want you to ask me out. And then I want to have sex, but I want to take it slow. Like, you can't say any of this. It all has to be eye contact-y, vague signals, hand on the leg, Irma, you know. It has to be all these weird underground secret signals, and then it goes awry, and then we go, I'm attacked, I'm a victim, or she's a cunt, and you're like, how
I'm gaslit.
How can it go the other way? I mean, it's all like unspoken, signal-based, but yet we have to know exactly what each other is thinking. It's retarded.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, would it turn you off if a woman did straight up say to you, like, you want to just fuck? You want to
go? No, I've been waiting for that my whole life.
What's funny is I've known many men that they do. Like, it's a weird thing. I think in both cases, it's like, it's fun to have a little mystery because it just makes a little seduction to it.
Yes.
Where you're like, I think we're going out, but I'm not sure. Like that.
Right.
Like, even as a woman, it's a little exciting that you're like shaving before meeting someone. Like, are we gonna? I don't know. Right, but I'm gonna make sure my bases are covered. I'm gonna clean the room, make the bed, shave. And you're like, the option's there.
Yes.
It's gonna be easy to say yes if I want to say yes.
Yes.
Even though I still don't know, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and I know a lot of men that, and this has happened to me, where you make it very clear, you're like, oh yeah, I just wanna hook up.
I wanna date.
And then suddenly men are clutching their pearls.
Really?
And they're like, I am not a piece of meat. And you're like,
interesting.
But you're sitting there going, but you just wanted to hook up with me.
Yeah.
You weren't trying to really take me out and court me, which fine if you don't want to.
That's interesting.
But like, I've gotten that. It's a weird thing of like, if you make it too on the nose, I feel like both genders get offended in a way.
Really? Because I've only dated women. You've dated men. So I have no experience with dating a man.
Yeah. Or it's almost something that's like, maybe it's we all just have egos that we think, well, if someone sleeps with me, they like me a little.
Right.
But if we make it point blank, we're like, oh, I would never tell anyone about this.
Sure.
It's
sure.
Like, hey, come on. I'm all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. You should tell. I tell everybody who I fuck.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. But no, that's a good point. I guess I've never had a woman do that to me, so I don't know how I would feel.
Yeah, but you're, and maybe it's just an age thing, because I feel it as I'm getting older, of like, even sexually, whatever, I'm very like, you just say what you want. Like, I had a man do this. I'll get your opinion on this.
Oh, great.
They that's a question of basically being like, how kinky are you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's very vague.
Yeah.
That I'm like, it's like, they're super vanilla, they're super kinky. It's like when people go, are you into BDSM? It's like, there's a range of BDSM.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I feel like if you're using the official term, probably not. But, you know, like,
is that like masochist? What is it, whips and shit?
It's a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
It's like choking technically counts.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But so does like a ball gag, tying up.
Oh, yeah.
Like real pain.
Sure.
It all depends, right? But this guy asked me this vague question. And I was like, I guess I'm like sweet and sour spicy. I was like, I feel like I'm kind of in the middle.
Okay.
And I said the same thing. I was like, I don't know. I'm like, if I'm with someone, then I'm very comfortable and more willing to try. I was like, but no, I don't sit here saying I need a high level of pain. Like, I'm like, what's the question?
Right.
And he kept asking me these vague things. And finally, I just was like, hey, man, how about you just tell me the thing you want me to do?
Yeah, there you go.
Like, what? Like, I'm like, you're hinting at something.
Yes.
Say it. And he wouldn't say it.
Oh, this guy's a bitch.
Right. I was like, you're the one bringing it up.
Yeah, well, obviously, did you fuck him?
No.
Oh, because it sounds like it might be a little rough around the edges if he wouldn't say it.
Right. Like, we, like, made out because, I don't know, I think it was the second date, third date he brought this up. So it was very, like, you know. But then it made me, like, almost, like, a little afraid.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I don't, you got to give
I'm
me
a little nervous, too.
A little window into what this is.
Yeah, that is weird.
He
just expected you to happen to mention the thing he was thinking.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I've asked a few men, and all of them are like, yeah, it's probably real high then.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real high, most likely a face fucking situation, was the guess I got from a few men.
Yeah.
But they were like, yeah, that's something they're like, you feel bad saying that to someone. Which I was like, yeah, but how else does that happen?
Wow, it's interesting. You'd think face fucking.
I don't know. I mean, it's got to be up. Like, I can see how that's something.
I was thinking he wanted to be pegged.
Or that.
Because that's blowing up. Like, that's getting real popular. We know a couple people. I don't know if you know who.
I know a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. We're in the same world.
Fonzie. Probably. I'm talking about Fonzie. No. But yeah, we know a couple people who like a good plastic dick in the anal.
Yeah, well, it starts with the finger, and then you go up.
Exactly.
You
know? It's like heroin. You gotta you start with a Xanax, and before you know it, you got a needle under a bridge.
It's a gateway drug.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, since you got a DM from your girl, I'm curious. What was a good DM? If someone wants to DM someone to approach, what is it like, get to it kind of quick, just say something a little flirty. What would you give advice to the ladies?
Yeah, I think, and this, I hope I'm not coming off as too harsh here, but I think straight to the point, a little quippy, funny something, and then don't show any signs of nutty. as a woman, okay. That is, as a guy, you're reading like a kind of a nutty, maybe like a crazy vibe, and you're like, oh, this is over, because I don't want to get in trouble, or she's going to say something, or she's going to flip out on me, or if it doesn't go her way, she'll just ruin my life, whatever. So every guy is scared of that. So I think normal, I think women are scared of getting killed. Men are scared of getting, yeah, exactly. Like an allegation or something. Yeah, yeah, so, cause they both kill, one kills your life, one kills your reputation or career or whatever. So I think, don't show any sign of like I had a girl once, I didn't read a message over time, and she just kept piling on like, oh, you think you're better than me? Oh, okay, fuck you. Oh, Jesus. You think you're hot shit? I didn't even like you anyway. I'm better than you. And you're like, whoa, thank God I forgot to check this, because it just went crazy. So then you're like, what if I actually went out with her? Gee, what would that have, you know? So any kind of inkling of like cuckoo is no good for a guy.
But no, straight to the point, is it just like just being like, hey, I think you're cute?
But yeah.
Like, hey, I'd like to get a drink.
Perfect.
Either of those?
Yeah, some kind of action. Because a lot of times, what I think just from history of courting and how men and women, traditional roles, a lot of women will try to throw the ball in your court. Like, hey, I DM'd you. Now, here's some funny banter, flirting. Now, ask me out. And you're ask me out. You're already DMing me, you know?
Well, it's because no one wants to get rejected.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or I understand the, some people say do the, just reply to something on the story,
mm-hmm.
you know? So like, you're eating a sandwich, just like, oh, it looks good. Where's that? Like, just to open the door.
Sure.
And then from there, it's like, okay, are we both keeping this combo moving?
Yes.
Shows interest?
Yes, that's true.
But for me, I'm like, if you want to DM someone that gets a lot of DMs, just has a lot of followers, I'm like, I feel like it's got to be like seen in that first line.
Yeah.
Literally just go, hey, you're really cute. That's something that's like, I'll open it.
Yeah.
I'll open it. I'll see what it says.
And guys, we have no offended, because we don't really get objectified that much as men.
Or compliments.
Or complimented.
Yeah.
So if a woman objectified, we're like, whoa, isn't that nice? If somebody thinks I'm attractive or even fuckable or anything, that's unbelievable. We don't even walk around. And I think women get so many that they're like, all right, all right. But it's a buy and demand, or supply and demand.
Yeah, because the big thing is, I'm like, don't neg.
That's
what I feel like a lot of people try to do, especially you're in comedy.
Yeah.
So it's like this, oh, this is funny.
Yes.
And it's like, well, not really.
No, I hate the neg. Negger, please.
No.
Hate the neg. Stinks. Some women do seem to like it. Like, I have friends who are women who are like, ah, Bobby's such an asshole, but he's hot, you know? And you can tell it, like, turns them on a little, but they hate it, but it turns them on, and they hate that it turns them on, but it still does.
Well, here's the only thing I think that's appealing about maybe someone that's like an asshole. Is you're kind of sitting there being like, if some shit goes down, this person will do something.
Oh, is that what that is?
They're not afraid to like basically act how they act regardless right now. So that's like the downside to the nice guy.
Right.
Is I've been in that situation dating someone and something's kind of happening and you're sitting there like, are you going to stick up for me at all or at all care? And there's this like anxious, they're like, well, I don't know. It's like, you're worried about hurting this person's feelings?
Yeah.
But it's like, if I'm your girl, that means you back me.
Right.
Regardless.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I never put that together.
Like, have you ever had a woman, like, step in and kind of be like, don't talk to my man like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah.
You're like, nice. I didn't have to be the asshole. Don't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to me, that'd be the hottest thing. You're just like, yeah.
Right.
Like, and it's a line, because a lot of times, like, yeah, I don't want who I date to be like, I'm worried about them punching somebody.
Yeah, you don't want the Will Smith treatment.
Scene.
Yeah.
But you're like, a little bit of this, like, a little bit of protectiveness. You're like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
nice.
Sure.
Feels nice.
My mom, we watched the Oscars, and we saw the whole Will Smith thing happen, and she was like, if a guy ever did that for me, I'd dump him in a second. And in my head, I was like, oh, but I thought he was protecting and all that. And she's like, no, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a you couldn't keep your cool.
Right.
Couldn't keep your cool. But second of all, couldn't keep your cool in public of a room. Third, filmed on television.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why that whole situation, I mean, I got my theories, but I think a lot of that comes from his wife.
Jada. I think so, too.
I think she looked at him and was like,
yep.
The signal.
Get to bitch. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Great promo for his book, though. Everybody bought it. Everybody bought it. Everybody read it. Everyone wanted to know.
It was a hit.
All the relationship secrets. All right, so I'm curious. when you were dating, did you ever feel there were any like dating rules or like classic, I don't know, say like don't call her the day after the date?
Oh, yeah.
Things that you tried to follow yourself or not really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm somewhat traditional. You know, there's a whole thing on the internet now about like women want a traditional man, but they don't want to be a traditional woman. That's like a big YouTube thing right now, which is kind of taking over my whole page and it's annoying. But
you click one and they're like, this is what he wants.
Exactly. Yeah, they keep trying to get me, but I'm not diving in. I'll click on like puppies just to even it out. But what was the question? Oh, traditional stuff.
Yeah.
I pay for everything always.
Oh, wow.
Just out of, I was taught to do that. I always open the door. And let's see. I make all the moves usually. You know, I go in for the kiss. I put the hand on the leg. So yeah, I guess I'm pretty traditional in that way.
Was there anything like you? I've heard you talk about anxiety on stage and everything. That was there anything that you were like, okay, I'm very anxious and I'll do this to make myself not as anxious? I feel like all my anxious friends, if they go on one date, they like they're into this girl. They're like,
yeah.
I really like her. Da, da, da. They're always like, I shouldn't text her today, though, right? Like, they're looking for a cosign.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think it matters if she likes you. But a lot of times they'll be like, no, I'll wait till day two.
Yeah,
there's this weird, like, making themselves wait on the... It's funny. For men, it's waiting on the pursuing front.
Right.
And for women, it's waiting on the, like, putting out front.
Right.
It's usually the opposite. But do you ever feel you'd tell yourself something like that?
Sure. I'm anxious the whole time. Especially if you like her. If you don't like her, I'm like fucking James Dean. I'm a porn star. I'm like, oh, yeah, who cares? Whatever. And it always goes better, sadly. Mm. It's kind of like a set. You know, you go up and you're like, who cares? And you kill. And you have that one set where you're like, the booker's here, and you panic.
Yeah.
It's the same with a girl you like. And I would say I have a little more... erectile stuff if I like
that's
her.
Common.
Is that
common. It is common.
Oh really?
It's common. It's like you're so in your head if you want it to be good that it does the reverse effect. Or
yes.
Or even just excitement. I've had guys be like, I'm just like you get so excited and amped up.
Right.
And it like reverses it. And,
yes.
and then it's just gone.
But I've had guys always tell me like, oh man, I was with this girl the other night. She was so gross. I couldn't get it up. And I'm like, oh, I can get a 10-foot boner with a gross gal because I don't care, and she's just like this disgusting human being, and it's easy. But if it's a supermodel, I'm more like, oh god, I gotta get it going. And then I panic.
Okay, how about this? When that happens, you can't get hard.
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice to a woman in that situation?
Ooh, good question.
Don't say anything, don't do anything.
I guess act as nonchalant as possible, because sometimes I've had girls call me the F word, like, come on, you F. You
really?
Can't. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, people are mean. Men and women. We're both toxic, folks.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you. Oh. But I've had the because I think they took it personally, like, oh, it's because I'm ugly.
And
that's I'm like,
no,
you're beautiful. It's just, you're too beautiful. It's throwing me off. And then I've had girls be like, oh, it's okay, don't worry. And that actually feels worse because you feel like you're being babied a little. So I think just be like, well, you know, it happens. Bummer. I wanted to fuck you, but, you know, what are you going to do? And I think that would help. I think that would help. And the guy be like, oh, all right, it's not that big of a deal. It's almost like when you're scared of bombing and then you are bombing. You're like, well, that's actually not that bad. You know, I'm bombing. Who cares? It'll be over in 5 minutes.
See, I thought that would bum a guy out because it's almost like, oh, it almost feels like I'm going to put my clothes on and leave.
Yeah,
that's
well,
the vibe I got.
There is a little of that, but let's be honest. No, there's no perfect situation here.
Yeah,
it's a bummer of a situation.
Really, is it bad if a girl said something like, oh, is there anything I can do?
No, that's great.
I think
that's great.
That's all right, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not bad.
That's a great move.
We like proactive advice.
Sure, okay.
But it's every woman's been in that situation, and I'm truly, all my friends are very like, yeah. Because once it's happened to you a couple times, you're like, oh, it's not me.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But still, we all just go, oh, what should I do?
Yes.
I don't want to make the guy feel worse about it.
I think you try stuff, maybe do some ball tickling, some more makeout. Yeah. I think the guy, I always just went down on them for like an hour and a half.
I mean, that's a great move.
Yeah, because I felt guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was that.
And that,
that'll help sometime. Put a tongue in the ass. That'll get you going.
It's funny. Actually, I was just talking to Colm about this. I was in a debate with a friend about Irish guys. Do Irish guys go down? I was like, well, I know one from Ireland. Let me text him. And so I was like, hey. And he just goes, well, I think we go down a lot because we usually have whiskey dick.
Oh.
Was his literal logic.
Oh, good point.
Like, he's like, almost like you do it before they know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it'll come back
right.
in time. And then nobody knows.
Sure.
For anybody.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I don't think anyone's mad about that.
Yeah, or just put a potato down there, ladies. They'll eat it. They love potatoes. Famine.
All right. I'll ask you this, okay. So you kind of touched on this of like whether you really like a girl or don't.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this thing called box theory?
Ooh,
the box theory?
No.
That basically a man meets you, you are put into one of two boxes. And it's either the I want to hook up or / don't date you / I want to date you. I want to be with this woman.
Sure.
And the theory is basically there is nothing you can do to change the box you get put in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, I want to ask you, do you feel like this is true?
No. You can get out of the box.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of which box, though? Either?
Yeah, you can. Well, here's the thing that nobody wants to say again. And this is where I get called an asshole, but it's just reality and people hate reality.
We want the truth.
Okay. Women look great. You guys are beautiful. You're sexy. Men are visual. We see a hot lady walking to a bar with a low-cut shirt and a nice ass and whatever, long hair, pretty face, and we go, I'd like to have sex with her. That's the first thought.
Yep. That's it.
Don't get mad at me. That's just men, biology. So then you talk to the gal, and a lot of times gals will work so hard on their looks, but they have nothing really to say. So then you're like, okay, well, she's not really that interesting. She's not funny. She's not cool. She's boring. But still, physically, I'd like to mount her and put it inside of her vagina. But sometimes you meet her, and she's funny and cool and nice and awesome and funny. And then you're like, oh, I will date her. So she went from one box to both boxes.
So you almost feel like initially you're always in the box of I would have sex with this person.
Always.
And I don't know, do I want more or less, da da da.
Yeah.
And it's just literally from what, the first interaction?
And a conversation, and you get a vibe, you know, you get a feeling and you mesh. Like I'm a comedian, so I've met a lot of girls who I said something inappropriate, like I made a racial joke and they're like, oh, fuck you, we're done. Oh my God. I'm like, I'm joking. You know, and they're like, oh, I don't like that kind of humor. And I'm like, all right, well, we'll just never get along. But I will fuck you. But we'll never get along. And I think that's where men can differ. You know, women, if a hot guy says something stupid, they're like, I'm out. Mm. If a hot girl says something stupid, we're not out.
Yeah, you're not out for the sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I think this is all pretty common knowledge.
Well,
we just try not to believe it.
It goes for women. I've been on dates or hooked up with men that I was like, this guy's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, my God, conversationally.
Yeah.
Low. It's
low.
Just, much more rare that women do that. Or it's like, I've dated someone before. I was like, this guy's hot. And I was like, this is just kind of cool walking around with this dude. Like, it really is like, it's like a weird trophy feeling. You're like, look at this. This is crazy. Huh?
Yeah. Right. But I mean, I know a lot of dumb, meatheady guys who get laid all the time. So I guess women can be shallow, or they're just dumb women.
Well, I think for women to want to sleep with someone, this is how I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you either have to be so attractive to me that like I am turned on by looking at you, or you have the other thing.
Yeah.
The other thing of the fun, the funny, the just, you're like, oh, I mesh with this person, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's like, I kind of hate that often as a woman, like, people will try to, like, set you up, or you go on a couple dates with a guy and you're like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it.
Right.
And it's like, he's the list guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the good job, nice, all this stuff, right? Good family, whatever. And everyone's like, well, but you should try. And you're like, but I'm not attracted.
Oh, really?
And there's this, like, pressure where it's like, but the attraction can grow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's one of those things, I'm like, it can grow from a 7 to a 10.
Sure.
I was like, but it's not growing from a 3 to a 10.
Right, right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
That's how I see it.
Yes.
Like, any guy, it's grown on me, it has happened. I still, when I first met them, was like, oh, they're cute.
Yeah.
But it was a little like, oh, they're cute, you know?
Yeah, well, I think men are lucky in the way that, like, I think men are so much less attractive physically than women. In general, there's hot guys out there, of course.
Yeah.
But in general, men are so much less physically attractive. And you ladies, you know how to be hot. Even if you're like a 5, women know how to doll up to a 7. It's like taught, you know, makeup, outfit, hair, heels, whatever. So men I know a lot of men who aren't good looking, but women just love them. They're like, oh, something about Greg. He's got this it factor, whatever it is. And they'll bang him.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
men
yeah.
are lucky in that way. Whereas I think, a lot, you know, you meet, what's her face? What's a lady who's a McCarthy? What is it? Not Jenny McCarthy.
Wait, the comedian?
The comedian.
Melissa McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm sure she's fucking awesome, super cool, funny, likable, talented, but that doesn't bump her up in men's eyes, sadly. And I know that's horrible, and I know people get mad at me, but I'm just saying how it is.
Yeah. Or it's the same thing, like I said, there needs to be an initial attraction.
Yeah.
So either initially you are attracted or you're not.
But you don't think a woman can be swayed by an ugly guy with a great personality?
They can be. No, we can be swayed
more,
for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, in Melissa McCarthy's case or any woman's case, if they're already attracted to you a little, the personality will bump you up.
I agree.
But if from just a physical standpoint, I'm not, then it won't bump you anywhere. I agree.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. But like Kristen Wiig is already attractive, and then she's so funny. So she's like super bumped.
Or to you, we could say.
To me.
Because the other thing you could say is never doubt a man's taste. Because it's very true, and especially like, I mean, I didn't think I was a type, but anyone I've dated pretty much right after me is dating another tall brunette and also typically athletic. And
is
I'm
that
like,
right?
Oh, I guess I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, I'm just not a type that's constantly in magazines. I don't have Kardashian body or this and that, right? Or even just tall is not often praised for women. But it's like, oh, guys that like me. Like, I am their type.
Well, that's cool.
Where it's like, yeah, oh, okay, you like long legs is your thing or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's
why it's like, yeah. You might not be everyone's type, and it's not worth it to try.
That's
to be,
true.
I guess it's almost even more of the standpoint.
That's true. And women have these asshole guys a lot who they'll be like, hey, can I buy you a drink? And the girl's like, oh, I'm good. And he's like, you fucking dyke. And he walks away. You know, so there is that guy, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's assholes on both sides, is what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. But basically, you're like, the box, it's figured out. I'd say it's still figured out quickly.
Immediately.
I don't think anyone's been in the box for years.
Right.
Of... I don't want to date this person friend zone as a woman. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you move to, you know, box of I want to date.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
It's possible, but I think it is hard. It's a hard move to pull off.
Very, very tough.
Because, I mean, how many women have on their bio on Tinder, no hookups, please? Mm. How many guys have that? Zero.
Some do as a joke.
Oh, really?
I've seen it as a joke.
That's a funny guy. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, for me, as a dumb... very literal thinking guy, I'm like, I read that, I'm like, well, what is she stupid? Like, hooking up is like so fun and a part of life and sex is awesome.
It's
weird to not want to hook up.
Well, my theory on dating apps specifically is like, we all are technically here to hook up.
Well,
just different speeds.
Does
that make sense?
Sure.
There's plenty of people that are on apps that are like, no, I'm trying to hook up right now, like tonight, this weekend, whatever. I've even been that person. And if anything, that is even more frustrating when a guy, you're like, all you have to do is just meet me for a drink.
But that's
when
what you gotta like, tell us. You gotta tell, but you won't say it. You won't go, come over here and fuck me right now. We'd be like, all right. And I know some guys you said are nervous about that, but it's just so frustrating because it's all so simple,
but we
have this rule where you can't say it, which I don't get. I used to have this joke where I'd say sex is the only thing where you can't ask for it. You have to pretend like you don't want the thing you want. Like, you never go into a job interview and they go, so why do you want to work here? And you're like, who says I want to work here?
You
have to like do this weird fake tap dance shit. But that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
It's I mean, I always say, like, I used to have another joke. I hate to do my act here, but men usually have to have a pickup line, and then they hook up with a woman, they bring her back to their house, they have sex, it's great. And then a lot of women are like, you're like, all right, I got to go. And the women are like, wait, you're not going to buy me breakfast? And he's like, well, you pick me up now. You know, like, men have pickup lines. Women need stay put lines. You need a line. Like, this is where you kick in to be interesting.
Okay.
I was interested in having sex with you. I pulled it off. Now you want me to hang out with you, but I don't want to. So you pull it off.
Yes. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But for some reason, we have this, you know, that's an equal world. Is it not?
No, it is. I get what you're saying. You're being like, I want to have sex with you either way.
Yeah.
And the personality is what's going to make me want more or not want more.
Right.
Which is fair.
Okay.
Which is fair to say. That's fair to say for anybody.
I hope.
Because this is an interesting thing. I'm curious. Have you ever, I don't know, seen a woman in one way, you have sex with them, and then right after you're done having sex with them, you see them in a different light? Of like, you want to date this girl, you have sex with her, and all of a sudden you're like, actually, I don't.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And vice versa?
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
I think so. Well, I think Nikki Glaser told me that women have this weird thing where they sleep with a guy, and like biologically their body's like, okay, stick with this guy. You're going to reproduce. Like, you have to hang out with them.
Attachment, like oxytocin. Good sex makes you want something.
Yes.
If it's not great, I almost feel like it has the opposite effect.
Yeah.
Depends on the person. But I used to not believe what she says, but through doing research on the pod or just my own life, I was like, oh, as I got older, just sex got better.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, no, good sex fucks with your head.
Oh.
All of a sudden, you're like, maybe I should try to date this guy.
Oh, really?
There is like a, and part of it is like, it is good.
Yeah.
Like, well, I like to keep this around.
Interesting.
It's kind of the thing that kicks into gear.
I wonder why good sex kicks in.
Right. But then I've also had the opposite of like, if I didn't like this person, sex with them out the gate was not so great that it's like, oh, I like them, so I'm willing to be like, oh, this will get better. We can work on this, whatever, whatever.
Right.
But if I didn't like them, sex bad, I'm like, I'm gone.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like, I don't know, it does affect women maybe more. But yeah. Men talking about the post nut clarity, that's kind of what I was trying to get at.
Yeah,
like,
I definitely have that.
Yeah, you sleep with someone else and you're like, whoop.
Yeah, whoop, I have no, because the sex, like when you're horny, you're just like, oh my God, what do I have to do? I can think about is sleeping with this woman. And then when you don't, you're like, you're even again. Mm. And you're like, oh, I didn't even like this person. I was just keyed up.
Yeah.
Which I know sounds bad, but it's like, that's probably what's kept civilization going, you know, is the fact
like
that
the hunt and the chase and the
and then
classic.
Some guy in the Middle Ages, you know, was like, oh, this lady, she's a lady, you know, I gotta bang her. And then after, he's like, okay, I'm a rambling man, gotta go milk the cows or whatever the hell. But I mean, I've never heard of a guy, like, I've had sex with girls and then after been like, all right, cool, I'll see you later. And they're like, you never called. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to go out with you.
Yeah.
And then they're like, fuck you. And I'm like, well, why am I in trouble for not liking you? And they're like, well, you had sex with me. I'm like, you had sex with me.
Yeah.
I don't get this. Which one is it? Are we equal or are we not? Like, we had sex and now they're acting like I owe them something.
Not necessarily. I think weird? It's more like they want to know or they wanted to go out. So so the advice, like, I would give someone if they're sitting there like, I hooked up this guy. I haven't heard from him. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada. I'd go, all right, text him.
Yeah.
Ask him what he's doing. Yeah. See him again. Try to see him again.
And I get that I get that it hurts to when someone you want to date someone, they don't want to date you, but that's not doesn't warrant being mean to them.
No, never.
Right?
In both cases, because even I've turned down not even a man I was having sex with, just they want another date, and I'm like, oh, I wasn't feeling the connection, like you know, thank you so much, whatever, best of luck.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they come back nasty.
Yeah.
And like double down, and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is I ended it.
And I get you're hurt, but that doesn't give you the right to be mad or mean.
Yeah, I think it just makes people solidifying their decision.
Aha.
I'm just like, oh, I made the right call.
Good
Fuck
point.
This guy.
Good
like,
point.
What am I doing?
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah. You're very even-headed about this.
Thank you. I'm a very logical person.
Yeah, a lot of people get emotional and worked up.
Well, also, like I said, I think it's because I just put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And even like in that vibe of you go on a date, you don't hear from the guy or sleep with him, whatever, you don't hear from him. Your gut's being like, I don't think he's interested.
Yeah.
And it sucks. But I'm in the camp of, I'm like, all right, well, I'd rather know.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting in this weird, if maybe, da-da-da. I'll be like, hey, I'd love to go out again. Even if my gut goes, I think he's going to say no.
Right.
He says no, and I go, all right, confirmed. And that, for me, makes me move on quicker.
Yes.
It's almost like, give me the hard no. Give me the hard no.
I have so much respect for that. Well done.
Do you give the hard no, Mark?
No, I'm a coward, and I'll be in a relationship for 8 years. Just, I don't want to hurt anybody.
Oh,
yeah, which
rough.
Is way worse. I'm a bottler. I'm gay. I don't even like women.
Me.
I'm dating women just because I feel guilty.
But that terrifies me of, like, if I was to move in with a man and I knew the whole time he was just like, I couldn't say no.
I felt
pushed. But that's why I'm very, I don't push for things in relationships.
Right.
Because I'm like, do you want to do this or do you not?
Yeah. And look, it hurts to get rejected, but it's better than, 8 years of misery.
Yeah, because you know what I overheard a guy friend say? This was rough.
Oh,
and it's not even like that bad, but it crushed me from the female perspective. Okay,
hit me.
He was talking to our friend and he was like, the relationship, I let it get too far.
Oh, I've heard that before.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he basically was like, it's gotten too serious. Like, basically he was like, she loves me, I let it move too far.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to date this girl, I didn't want to, I don't know, I guess fall in love with this girl.
Yeah.
Like, there's a weird, that's a weird thing with men. They'll hit a level where they're like, oh, this level was not what I wanted.
Right.
I liked level 2. I didn't like level 4.
Yeah.
But, like, hearing that from, like, and I was just sitting there being like, you got to dump her.
You got to dump her.
I can't, if I was dating someone and I found out they said that about me, I would be crushed.
Wow, because I hear guys say that all the time.
Really?
All the time, yeah. That's a big fear. With guys is like letting it get too far.
But this is also why, like, if a man talks about his woman positively, literally in any way, they are more attractive.
Oh,
you go,
really?
I would hope my guy talks about me.
Sure,
that way.
Sure.
Of just being like, oh, my girl, yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Just that. You're like,
yeah. My gal is great.
What a guy. Yeah, your girl is a fun time.
I'm a lucky guy.
You are, yeah.
But, you know, I'm old. It took a while to find the right lady, the compatibility. Okay. Yeah.
We're for it.
I think guys just don't want to get yelled at. We just don't want to get yelled at by dumping.
I know, but then, but here's the thing: I'm an even keeled. I'm not a yeller. I'm not a pusher, right? But then I see women that are that way.
Yeah.
And they have more relationships, or they're the ones that are living with boyfriends. All this stuff.
That's because the guy was too scared.
But yeah, it makes me doubt myself, though. It makes me be like, oh, should I be?
No,
more demanding?
No, that won't end well. That's short money.
Right.
So
that's
I know.
What I'd like to think.
In the grand scheme, you're like, man, they're living with a guy, whatever, whatever. But that's going to end horribly. That's going to be a divorce. It's going to be a fight, dishes thrown. Yeah. So you're doing it right.
Okay. All right.
And the guys would be lucky to have you. You're a very level-headed person, which is rare nowadays with man or woman.
Well, I think it's the classic, like, put it this way. People that want the game, I've never been this game playing.
I hate the game.
Toxic. I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I like you. I'm into this. And I'll just say that. I don't even care.
See, this is,
and
boy.
But it will scare someone that doesn't feel the same way.
Yes,
that's
true. That's
so I feel
true.
Like I just get to it quicker.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Is this because we're comedians that we are so simpatico?
No.
Or is it just the type of person?
I mean, female comedians, to be a woman in comedy, I do believe you need to have a little bit more of a masculine energy to you. One, just because you're in a male-dominated field.
Sure.
So it's like you want to hang, you want to play, you can't kind of cave around the other masculine energy in the room. And it's also a defense mechanism. You're at open mics, there's 30 men,
right.
It's just you. It's like, there's a little bit of pressures in that
yeah.
sense. So it's like naturally, a lot of female comics I've found, one, are a little more masculine, but two, we're also athletes.
Yes.
A trend I find.
Yeah, I love athletes.
Like so many women are like, oh, yeah, I played this sport in college that are good comics. And it's
yeah.
like, yeah, because you know how to.
My gal was a hockey player.
Oh, she played hockey?
Played hockey in high school on the boys' team.
Damn, good for
I
her.
I know, and she still likes men, believe it or not.
Hey, anyway, I played basketball in college, and I like men.
Hey, there you go.
It works. Don't worry. Shit, I'm having such a fun time. I have to wrap. Do you mind if I ask you one more question?
Oh, please.
Let me throw you this, okay. Or you can pick. If you could make a dating rule for women, what dating rule would you give women? Or, what is something you wish women knew about men?
Ooh.
Do those stick out to you?
Yeah. Well, let me answer the second one first.
Okay.
Now, this is, again, no one wants to hear this. But a fun fact about guys is we don't want to do anything. And women want to do things. Women are like, you know, like the hack joke is like, we're going to go apple picking. We're going to go to brunch. We're going to go get on a ferry. And we don't want to do any of that. We'll do it to be nice, but just know that none of us want to do it. We don't want to go meet your friends. We don't want to go to dinner. We don't want to do any of that shit, but we'll do it. So when, you know, like Bill Burr's got that joke, like, oh, a woman sees a Saturday. She's like, you're Saturday off. Well, let's fill it up with shit. Let's go to the market and the mall and all that. Like, that's a nightmare. Every guy goes, oh, like I used to go out with this girl and we lived together and I would fly in from a gig at, let's say my flight landed at 4 and I was on the road all week and I'd fly in at 4 and she'd be like, when do you fly in? I'm out with friends. And I go, oh, I fly in at 7. I land at 7. She'd be like, oh, all right, I'll come back. I'll come over at 7 and we'll hang out. But
oh,
I needed those 3 hours to
just
fart, shit, decompress,
oh,
unpack, watch a fucking TV show.
Ooh.
So I would lie to her just to get myself a little charge up time.
Because
I would open the door and I'd drop my bag. She'd be like, what are we doing today? How about it's Sunday? Let's go out. I was like, ah, I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
So no guy wants to do anything. We'll do it, but we don't want to.
That's, oh, after a flight, that's brutal.
Oh, that's every girlfriend I've ever had is like that.
But if you ever told me, I would be like, have you tried literally saying, I'm really exhausted. Do you mind if I need like an hour to shower, chill out?
I could do that, but I would do it every day. So then you'd
okay.
be like, well, what do you even want to do with me? I'm like, I like you. It's like Patrice O'Neill. He's like, men want to be alone, but we don't want to be by ourselves. It's true. So every lady who's like, oh, really? You're watching TV right now? Do you want it louder? What are you eating? You eating that? You know, he's got this whole bit. It's like, just let us be. Let us watch the show. Let us sit in silence.
alone time.
Yeah, we need alone time, especially like an introverted guy like myself.
But I'd say regardless, like that is the thing of, God, especially in New York City. If you're living with a partner, I look at it and I go, well, when I get to that point, and if I'm still in the city, thank God I do comedy. That it's like, I have a thing that I will not be home all the time.
Yes.
And also, I'm like, and it's nice for them. But it's just like, oh, all right, I got a couple hours here by myself. Because like a one bedroom.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's really no space.
Nothing.
That it's like, I mean, I'd hope whoever I'm with would be cool if I just was like, I just need like an hour of alone time.
I need an hour.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd go to a movie by something. Just
but I think a lot of ladies, and probably some guys, I've never dated guys, but a lot of guys need alone time. But a lot of ladies think like, oh, is he distancing from me? Is he pulling away?
Yeah.
You know, but it's nothing personal. Like, not everything is personal. And I think a lot of gals will take things personally. But it's not all, even a boner, not getting it up, that's not personal. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It's all up here. I'm a psycho.
Oh, you've done some therapy work. That's some real therapy talk right there.
Oh, yeah. Big therapy guy.
All right.
So what was the first one again?
The other one was if you could give women a dating rule.
Oh.
What rule would you give them?
All right. Again, I'm all about equality. People say they want equality, but they don't. Women are like, we need equality. I'm like, well, go start being garbage men. You know, if you want equality, let's do it. But you plan a date. Every now, you know, a lot of ladies are like, I like a guy who can plan. I like a guy with a plan.
Yeah.
You know, he sets the dinner. He gets the reservations. It's very hot. I think it's hot for women to do it. So, like, why do you get to have your hot thing that, so I have to do that, but I think it's hot too. So, how come you can't do it?
You realize this contradicts what you just said.
What do you mean?
You were like, they plan the Saturday and you hate it.
Oh, well, I'm saying.
It's like, that is them planning.
I still don't want to do it, but if we have to have a date. If we have to go on a date, then yeah, please plan it. Cause
you mean a nighttime like dinner?
Yeah,
is like what you're saying.
You want to go on a date? So why do I have to plan the thing? So now I'm like Googling restaurants, and then I'm like, "Do you like this one?" And she's like, "No, it's like when women go, we should eat something." And I go, "Yeah, what do you think?" And they go, "I don't care." And you go, "How about Indian? I don't really like Indian. How about Chinese? That's a little fatty. How about Thai? Too spicy." And you're like, "So you do care?"
Yeah. But, right.
And again, I feel like I'm ragging on women.
I don't mean
to do that.
I'm indirectly doing a segment with you we do on the show. It's called Man's Opinion.
Oh,
and it's the one time we want a man's opinion. So all these questions are accurately like, no, really, what do men think is the question. This is what the listeners like hearing. They're like, get a guy on here. Let's get his. Because we think one way, you think another. We're like, all right, give it to me straight.
Yeah. I like to do it straight, but I don't think people like it straight. And I'm sure if ladies had a podcast where they talk about what they want, I would be fascinated.
I mean, I feel like every man, their mind is blown when they realize like really how low the bar is.
Oh, really?
It is it is so low. Like literally the fact that you just make a plan and take us to a restaurant. We're not even really caring about the quality of the restaurant, price of the restaurant. It's just like, the fact that he was like, hey, let's do this on this day. I made the res. You're like, oh my God, I had to do nothing. It's crazy.
Right.
Like, the bar is so low.
It is really low. It's like, I remember when I was single, and I called a girl. She was like, you called me? That's hot. Let's go out.
Yeah.
Because every guy was DMing and texting. So I was like, wow, this is how low men have gotten that a phone call is manly. And like, a phone call.
What a bounce back from 14.
I know.
you trained for it.
I've been through the gauntlet. So yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, you're basically saying, and this is, I feel like therapy talk, saying always and never is like, not how a relationship should be. So
agreed.
You're like, the fact that I always make the plans, nobody likes.
Yes.
Whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, it's like, if I'm the always, we're annoyed.
Right.
And you're looking like, okay, and it's never you. So.
Yeah. And again, you're right to call me out. I contradicted myself, but I do
a little,
think.
But I get it.
I'm saying if we have to go on a date, which I'm down to do, I don't want to, but I'm down. It would help if you also made a plan every now and then.
Okay. I feel like essentially what you said is basically like, I don't like you filling up my day with shit.
Yeah.
But I like the date, little date time.
Right.
And that part you can do.
Yes.
It's like it's almost like you're like, you fill me up with errands,
yeah.
but not the fun thing. The fun thing's on me, but the errands I just have to be a part
right,
of.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And I did a lot of planning. Don't get me wrong. I did my fair share. But every now and then you're like, why am I all, you know, if we decide to go on a trip. She's like, okay, we're going to L.A. What day are we going? And I'm like, well, what day do you think? Oh, I don't know. You just pick a day. Okay, we got to get a rental car. She's like, you didn't get a rental car? I'm like, did you? You know, but we're both going on a trip. Why is this all on me? It's more like once you're in the relationship than the beginning. The beginning, I always plan it.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, I just want that equal to set in.
I get what you're saying.
The assumption is weird, you know. Hey, you didn't get our flights? No, you didn't either. That's how I look at it, you know. So, but maybe I'm a cunt.
No, I feel like most relationships, it falls on one person.
Right.
My mom is the planner. She runs like my dad's calendar, And but he partly just defaults it because with kids, she ran our calendars. So it's very like she knows what weekend this one's got a tournament, right. This one's got a recital, this one like so
hot.
It's basically like if that's all on her the schedule, then like for the family vacation, she'd even be like, "Where do you want to go?" And my dad'd go, "I don't know." And my mom would even have to tell his work when to take
wow.
off. Like
wow.
it'd be that much. But he fully delegated.
That's high. That's ideal.
And that's the key is if you fully delegate, you can't complain. And
that's
part
true.
Women are bad at.
Ah.
Is we'll go, you plan it, you do it.
Right.
And then we're like, this place sucks. It's like, well,
yeah.
You didn't want to be the planner.
Yeah, boy, you're good.
You know?
You've thought of everything.
It's because I'm the planner. So I hate when people complain. Like,
yes.
Even friend groups. Where I'm like,
yeah.
Did you want to coordinate everyone? You're welcome to.
Exactly.
I'm like, you do it next time.
Really easy to sit back and go, really, this place? Yeah, well, you figure it out.
Yeah.
No one else could have eight people.
Oh, there was this thing. I know we're going over. Sorry.
Sing it, sister.
I interviewed this person who went to Harvard, and they would do this friend trip every year. And you know what they did on the trip? Each person on the trip was in charge of plans for the day.
Mm.
And they called it CEO of the day. And he was like, because we're a bunch of snotty Harvard people that all want things a certain way. He goes, but it makes everyone be way nicer to everybody.
Because,
like, the day stuff's going wrong, you're like, oh, I hope this isn't
my
day.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Know? And the pressure's on you for one day, and the rest of the vacation, you relax.
Love it.
Right?
Genius.
But I'm like, that's how relationships should be. It's
I completely
nice
agree.
To be like, you take care of this, you do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the planner, it's hard for, or women anyway, it's hard for us to not kind of hover and be like, did you do this part yet? Did you do this part? Like,
right.
And fully give up the control.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's like, if you fully give up the control, you can't complain. I don't know. That's my.
I
that's
hear
my,
you.
That's
this
my
is,
branch to stand on, I guess.
This is good stuff.
Yeah?
You're going to have a long, happy, and healthy marriage.
Oh, thanks. When it happens, it'll happen.
It'll
when
happen.
It happens,
what are you, 23?
I'm 31.
Oh, okay. You got know. You got plenty of time.
But, you know, we got good skin. You look great, too.
Oh, thank
look
you.
Look at that. We're doing
eyes
great.
On.
Yeah.
Sicilian. Are you Sicilian?
I am part Sicilian.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Italian, part Sicilian. You know.
Oh, you got the whole mix of olive oil.
You know. Anyway, but thank you so much for coming.
Hey,
this was
thanks.
So fun. We'd love to have you back whenever you'd like to come back.
Lady
be great.
Will yell at me from this.
Nah, she won't. She's. I've talked to her. She's.
No,
she's
not my. My gal's fun, but I'm saying every other lady.
Nah, they want the truth.
No, they don't. I don't think so. And look, the truth hurts. Every girl's like, I like a big dick and a tall guy. And you're like, well, if I don't have that, that sucks. But I think men are better at taking notes where women will take it personal.
Yeah, but like I said, I think that's just because you have been rejected more throughout life.
Right.
Because you're taught to pursue.
I guess so. But that's why you have such a good outlook is because you've been through
or
it.
Or also like women, it's like there's always an invention. Like I feel like any feature I've had naturally that was like attractive, eventually the technology comes out that everybody else gets to have it.
Right.
So like, I don't want to toot my own horn, okay? But I naturally have pretty long lashes and I have pretty big lips.
Okay.
That's the thing right now. Everyone's getting lip injections, everyone's getting fake lashes. So many people ask me where I go for mine.
Whoa.
And I'm like, I don't. These are mine. And people don't believe you.
Wow.
And that's even more frustrating.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I get no credit.
Yes.
You're like, I thought I was aging well, I had the lips.
That's interesting.
And now it's like,
eyebrows too, you got a solid eyebrow.
Thank you, right? Well, thick is now in.
Thick is in.
It was a problem growing up. But,
yeah.
You know, now it's hot. But even like Botox, everyone's like, everyone gets it. And I'm like, I don't. And it's like, but it goes, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, but I look at everyone, I'm mad. I'm like, I'm mad this is so affordable. And everyone's doing it.
I know. I know a guy with a full head of hair and there's all these Keeps and Hims ads everywhere. And he's like, what the fuck? This is my only good attribute.
Right. Now it's the surgery. You can fix the hairline.
I know. It's scary.
That's crazy.
Crazy stuff. What a world. Soon we'll all be walking around hot.
I know. But it is crazy. Like with male plastic surgery and all that stuff, there really isn't much.
No.
It's very minimal.
Well, like, I thought a guy with a little ruggedness was all right.
Yeah. Like the only thing I feel like plastic surgery wise was they invented an injection for your under eyes if you have dark under eyes because men don't wear makeup.
No,
but it's like that's kind of it.
Yeah,
you know,
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, but anyway, all right, well, thank you for coming on. If you're not following
you.
Mark already, please do at Mark Normand or Mark Norm on Twitter, everywhere else. And you're touring all over.
I'm all over every weekend. I'm all over the road. And
MarkNormandComedy.com.
That's it for dates.
Yeah,
check
them
out.
You won't regret it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And
I'm sorry if I offended the ladies.
You're good. You're good.
Men suck. We're awful, toxic, anal, queef.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, guys, there's a Patreon preview coming up next if you want a taste. And we will see you next week. Follow us at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. Bye.
So wait.
I hit up this man this week out of horniness. He has been a little flirty. I don't think I said this to the gang. He was messaging me and stuff when I worked in Albany with Jared Freed.
Uh-huh.
And I like started debating it where I was like, well, Yeah. Like, and I've made out with this man once before, forever ago. This sounds so fucked up, but it is the perfect person to just hook up with because I truly have zero desire to date this man.
Yeah.
That's the best
scenario.
Oh, yeah. He's weird aside. This is nothing to do with the foot thing. Other shit, he's very, like, weird, artsy, not my vibe, not my type, not a monogamous or relationship guy.
Okay.
Is a very, like, I never want to get married, no kids, no, like.
So he's low risk.
He's very low risk. But even more so, and this sounds mean, but it's true. I'm very like, oh, if I hook up with this man, I don't want anyone to know. So there is no desire on my end to claim this man by any means to anybody.
Oh, it's poor man.
That sounds mean, but it's not for like, he's a good looking dude. He's easy to hang out with. Like, but it's just at your core. Have you ever had that feeling about someone?
Absolutely.
Where you're like, oh, I'd fuck you, but I would tell no one.
If you want to hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. For just $5 a month, you can get an extra episode a week of all the behind-the-scenes content, and we'll answer all your questions directly over there. You get the real juice, you get the real scoop, and you get a say in who we have on the show and what we talk about on the show. Patreon.com/shootersgottashoot.